Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daniel White III, and welcome to the God Receives Glory Even From Football podcast. This podcast is based off of my upcoming new book of the same name. I wrote the book because I believe out of all of the national sports, God has received more glory, more honor, and more praise from American football over the past 100 years than all of the other sports combined. This episode is chapter 4 of the book titled First Down, or rather, First Downs in Life, is analogous. The first down in life is analogous to a fresh start to reaching the goal. Pardon me. The first down in life is analogous to a fresh start to reaching the goal. Coach Chuck Knoll of the Pittsburgh Steelers said, "If you want to win, do the ordinary things better than anyone else does them, day in and day out." Philippians 3:14 reads, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." As first downs are important in the game of football, so they are important in this game called life. Getting a first down in a day is accomplishing that first goal of the day on the way to accomplishing your ultimate goal. For example, if you are writing a 30-chapter book, your first down is getting your first chapter done. This gives you a little momentum towards getting another first down towards your goal, or to another chapter in this case, another chapter of your book in this case. You must understand, the more first downs you get, the closer you get towards reaching the goal line and winning the game. And that is the point of the game, to win the game. Mind you, now, first downs are important and necessary, but they are not the end all. Getting the touchdown is what you are going for in life. Oftentimes, it takes a series of first downs to reach the touchdown, and so it is in life. The beautiful thing about first downs is that they build that intangible thing called momentum. Football games have turned around when quarterbacks and teams put together a drive or a series of first downs. They have said to have gained the upper hand. Rather, it has been said that once they get momentum, they have gained the upper hand, or momentum has shifted to that team. So if you want to accomplish something in life using football as an analogy, put together a series of first downs. Get that first task done. Write that first chapter. Pray that first minute. get that first hour done on the job or with your business. Sell that first product. Win that first soul. Or witness to that first soul for Christ. So if you want to accomplish something in life, using football as an analogy, put together a series of first downs so that you can win in this game called life. Now, the only way you can truly give God the glory through football is to trust His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, as so many football players have done. Here is how. First, dear friend, here's the plan. Here's the plan. We're in a huddle right now, and here's the play. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news. Hell is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. That is, in heaven. So just believe in your heart, dear friend, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. The Bible says so. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, and white, everybody is precious in God's sight. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, so that you can be saved. Pray and ask him to save your soul today. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am a wretch of a person. I've done evil in your sight. I have broken your well-known Ten Commandments. For I have lied before in life, I have stolen things before in life, even from my own family. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. And many other sins have I committed. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. May God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.